We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah U'Bitachon. We're up to page Lamed Aleph in these editions, which is the Yud Tes, the 19th paragraph in the third chapter. And the Chazon Ish has been promoting one concept here, that knowing Torah involves knowing Halacha. People like to think that if they have all kinds of nice concepts within fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, nice ideas in Torah, that's all nice. They fail to realize that the main point is to know the laws, to understand where they come from, and to understand the halacha. And he's still proving his point, so now he's going to give us another proof. B'gemara Horiyot Yudbet Amud Bet. We have the shortest tractate in Shas, is called Horios. And in the 12th page, which is the second to last page, Yudbez Amud Beis, Kshepashat Leihuna B'reid Rav Nachman LeRav Papa. Rav Papa asked a question. He asked, "Din kohen gadol shenitzara." If you have a high priest that got tzaras, so now he's disqualified. He can't serve in the temple until he is cured. Mau balmana. So Rav Papa asked, "Can he marry a widow now? Now that he's been disqualified?" And Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman answered the question. So he has the student standing there, and he gives him the answer. Come, Rav Papa stood up. Nashke al Rosho, he kissed him on the head, Ve'av lebrate, and he said to him, marry my daughter. He gave him his daughter's hand in marriage. No, he didn't have to pay anything, nothing. He got the chief rabbi's daughter just like that. The chief rabbi, Rav Papa, was the head of the yeshiva after Rava passed away. He was Rava's top disciple. And he asked a question. He couldn't figure out the answer. When Huna, the son of Rav Nachman, answers it, he jumps out of his seat, kisses him on the head, and says, you can marry my daughter. So the Gemara tells us that the Talmud, the laws of the Talmud, is Torah that was given at Sinai. The Talmud, when it tells us that story, is telling us how holy Rav Papa was. Rav Papa and Torah was one. So when Rav Papa was bothered with a question, he couldn't sleep at night. I don't know if you guys ever saw this. Someone who can't sleep at night because they have a question in Torah. I had a roommate who would get up sometimes at night. He'd get up from his sleep, go take a sefer off the shelf, look up something, and then get back to bed. Like in the middle of his sleep, he was bothered with a question. So he went and looked it up. And I had a roommate who... Yeah, I'm saying this is, I can tell you a lot of stories like this. Big people are connected to Torah in a real way. I had a roommate once who we argued and we couldn't figure out a pshat in something. And he went to sleep with the question and he got up in the morning and he told me the answer. I said, how'd you get that? And he said, well, I learned with someone in my sleep. I'm not sure who it was, but I think it was Rashi. Like, okay. It's okay. It's a good chat. What can I say?
Good enough.
Like, good enough, right? Okay.
He had the correct...
Well, he had, yeah.
He did?
Yeah. I could tell you a few more stories about that roommate, but whatever. I don't like these stories, but the important part of these stories is that a person can reach a point where they're really connected to the Torah. So to Rav Papa, that's what the Gemara is telling us about Rav Papa. V'avata Torah shel halacha achat, and he loved the Torah so much that when he got one halacha, hotziato meshivyon nefesh, he went out of balance. L'tigburat ha'itpalut ve'itlahavut. He got so excited, Rav Papa. When he got that answer, it was real. He jumped from joy. Rav Pesin Zatzal once called his brother at 2 o'clock in the morning. His brother got very worried. He said, what's going on? So he said, I found pshat. I found pshat. And he had to tell him a pshat, that he, a question that was bothering him for years, he had to tell him. So that's when a person's really connected. So the Talmud tells us he kissed him on the forehead and gave him his daughter's hand in marriage. Now the Chazon Ish is coming back to his point. He's saying such value, such greatness is not about a person who is empty of halacha, but he's filled with all kinds of nice ideas about being a God-fearing person. Again, the Chazon Ish is driving home the point. It's not enough to connect to the concepts. He discussed emunah, he discussed bitachon. Now he's saying it must be an applied science. It's about living the life of emunah and bitachon, which he keeps stressing is living a life in accordance with halacha. There are all kinds of nice ideas. That's great. But the essence of Torah is living in accordance with the halachos of the Torah. Ki lama iten lo brate? Because why would Rav Papa give him his daughter? Halo ha'ikaru b'malat adam ha'sicha ha'musarit. V'ra'uy lezakot ha'rabim. U'matoil harifut ba'alacha. Ve'omnam mikan stira gluya le'ele shechasru nafsham et kinyan ha'ava shel halacha. Ve'lo yashlimu nafsham baze shezu tachlit ha'shlemut. Coming back, that was a long sentence. The essence of man is that he be ethical, that the way he behaves, the way he talks is ethical, that he be a person who the masses benefit from. So what greatness is there if this guy knew the halacha? How come Rav Papa is willing to give him his hand's daughter in marriage because he knew halacha, Rav Papa didn't? But, no, that's exactly the point, that the essence of connection to Hashem is through that realization that the two go hand in hand. It's not a contradiction. Ethics and knowing halacha and going with the way of Hashem, they're all one. That's the Chazon Ish's point all over again. Rav Chaim of Volozhin, the disciple of the Gra, expands on this. He says over there in his additions, he says, I would give up all of my prayers in order to figure out one halacha from the Gemara that I couldn't figure out. So he's telling you, yeah, prayer is important, everything is important, but halacha and understanding the Gemara, that's number one. But, he says, you know, you can't do business with your good deeds. You did mitzvos, it's not something you do barter with. All Rav Chaim of Volozhin was saying was an allegory. He didn't mean literally, I'll give up all my mitzvos to understand one halacha. He meant to say, I want you to understand how much a person should be dedicated to understanding halacha, v'lebirur adin min ha'gemara, and to verify the halacha all the way from the Gemara. Shezu avodah yoter ahuvah lefanav yitbarach. That's what God loves the most. Zo malah yoter ha'mimah min ha'tfilah, and that's what he was trying to say, that this is greater than prayer. Sometimes we think, I'm praying, I'm talking to God. What's greater than that? So that's his point here. And maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. He quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. He concludes by saying, and this is what the Gemara in Shabbos says. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say there? So the Gemara says two things. I mean, the Gemara says many things there. One thing the Gemara says is that there was a rabbi teaching, and the student was rushing to make it on time to Minyan. And he said to him, Meisiroz nomi shemoa Torah. He who removes his ear from listening to Torah, gam tfilato toiva, his prayer is also disgusting. If you're running out of shir to go daven, so don't think your prayer is so desirable in heaven. Okay, but the Gemara also tells us in that same page, zman tfilah lechud v'zman Torah lechud. There's a time for prayer and there's a time for Torah. And Rabbi Akiva, when he would daven, would go great lengths. He would daven really long, so long as he wasn't in public, so long as he wasn't detaining other people. When he said his tehillim, when he davened in his own house, he had a long davening. And I'm not arguing with the point of the Chazon Ish, but I do want to supplement what he said. We're here in Machon Meir. So yes, we should aspire to learn Torah and Halacha. But we also have to remember the Gemara in Tanis. You guys remember the story of Rabbi Baroka? Elio shows up at the marketplace, and Rabbi Baroka asks him, okay, I see 2 million people here. Who's getting to the world to come? What does Elio answer him? Who knows? No one. Elio says, no one. A minute later, that's what you're referring to, a minute later, he sees two people, and he says, those two. So Rabbi Broka runs after them and asks them, what do you guys do? So they say, we're medicinal clowns. Whenever someone's upset, whenever someone's sick, whenever two people are fighting, we go over there and we make jokes, we find ways to make them happy. That's what we do in life. And those two people, Rabbi Broca was told, they're meriting the world to come. And then we have many stories where big rabbis were told that different people who accomplished different acts of kindness merited equal portions in the world to come. We have different midrashim about big rabbis who said, who's sitting next to me in the world to come? And Eliyahu, or in other ways it was revealed to them. And when they saw who it was not someone as learned as they. But it was someone who had accomplished that greatness through acts of kindness, through other mitzvot. So I'm just bringing this as a balance to the Chazon Ish. I don't know how many people in this classroom will have the opportunity to learn Torah to the level the Chazon Ish is talking about. Every one of us should aspire to it. Every one of us should make it a goal in our life. But we also have to be realistic, you know. Not everyone is going to be able to. We have to realize that that doesn't make us second-class citizens. There are 613 mitzvot, and even though learning Torah is the number one, it's the biggest mitzvah, but we are taught in multiple places in Talmud that to get to the top level, well, that can be done in other ways. And I'll bring one more example to this concept. Who was a greater prophet? Avraham or Sarah?
Sarah.
It seems that Sarah did not attain her prophecy by the same venue as Avraham did. Men and women have different mitzvot. So women's growth is through their ladder and men's growth is through their ladder. We have different obligations in this world. So by the same token, different people have different opportunities and people can be super pious and grow to be super people. Obviously, we have to remember what Chazon Ish said. It's not enough to be a theoretical Jew. It's not enough to connect to the concept. It's about practical. But we can ask Shilas, we could try to verify the halacha, and we can still grow very high. Yes, the essence, the ideal is to accomplish what the Chazon Ish said. But that shouldn't take the wind out of our sails. We can still be super giant people, equivalent to the greatest people of Jewish history, and accomplish that through good deeds. And I'll end just with the story. Just trying to remember his name. So we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Tractate Avodah Zarah 17a. The Talmud tells us, V'ha Tanya. We have the following Tanaic quote. Amru alav al Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, that there wasn't a woman of ill repute in the world he hadn't visited. Okay? So he's been a busy man his whole life. One time he heard that there's a woman of ill repute on some island. She's very expensive, so obviously something special out there. And you have to bring a whole wallet full of coins as payment. Natal kis dinarin, so he's not going to pass up on this opportunity. He takes this wallet filled with coins. V'alach v'avar aleha sheva ne'arot. He had to pass seven seas to get to her. Okay, so he's gotten there. Bishat hergel davar, as things were taking their course, heficha, she passed there. Not what you'd expect from a professional. This isn't, so she's on the spot. This wasn't supposed to happen. Amra, so she had heard about him, you know. She was the last woman of ill repute he hadn't yet visited. She made a comment. She said, Kishem she'aficha zo ina chozeret limkoma, just as I can't put that back into me, that foul air that came out of me, kach elazal ben dodayan mekablin oto b'tshuva. By the same token, Elazar ben Dodaya can't make it back, can't do tshuva. There's no return. Meaning, if you think I'm bad, look at yourself. So she felt on the defensive. And by the way, guys, this is how life works. When a woman thinks she's on the defensive from you, she goes on the offensive. And you didn't say anything yet. But it doesn't matter. That's the way it goes. So, Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim v'gvot. Elazar ben Dodaya went and sat between two mountains and hilltops. He said, mountains and hilltops, pray on my behalf. They said, we got to ask on our own behalf. What are we going to ask about you? The verses say that the mountains are going to be gone. The hilltops are going to be gone. So we're going to be banished from the world. What do we can't pray for you. We need to pray for us. So, okay. So he turned to the heavens and said, heavens, pray on my behalf. They said, before we could pray for you, we got to pray for us. It says the heavens are going to turn to smoke. It says the earth is going to wear out like a garment. He said, sun and moon, pray on my behalf. They said, we got to pray on ourselves. It says the moon is going to be shamed. The sun is going to be shamed. We don't have a future either. He said, stars and zodiac, you pray on my behalf. They said, we got to pray on our own behalf. It says, all the stars of heaven are going to wither away. So he said, oh boy, no one's going to pray for me. So it's only up to me. So I have to do it. And he put his head between his knees and started weeping in such sorrow that he died. And a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya is invited to the world to come. So, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the great Rabbi, wept and said, look at that! A person can acquire his world in a minute, in such a short period of time. Look at that. He passed away, and in heaven they give him the title Rebbe. In heaven they gave him that title, Rebbe. Now, Rebbe in those days carried a huge weight. So, we see here another concept. That Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya shot up, and it wasn't through learning Shas or Mishnayos. So I'm just saying, this Chazon Ish is critical, it's so important. But it shouldn't make us feel like we have no hope. We have to work our way. And we have to remember that a person's tshuva process is, if it's gradual and balanced, then it's a part of a continued productive life. That's what God wants from us. And yes, we also have to remember the direction the Chazon Ish is putting us on. I don't want to take away from the Chazon Ish, but I do want us to have a broader perspective. There is more to it.